It is Friday, September 27th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. The AMP, Arkansas Music Pavilion, presents ZZ Top Friday, October 4th. This classic rock trio will perform a span of hits dating back 40 years. Tickets and more information are available at amptickets.com or 443-5600.
Ahead on Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com talks to me about a bounce up in housing construction figures in Northwest Arkansas and the tough decisions some cities and counties in the area will have to make when it comes to paying for infrastructure in the future.
And later this hour, National Park Radio plays for us inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
But first, meetings and conversations are continuing in an effort to find common ground to avoid skyrocketing premiums for nearly 47,000 public school employees in Arkansas. Governor Beebe says he is willing to call a special session to address the $58 million insurance deficit, but only if lawmakers and school officials can agree on a plan. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas has been talking with many of those involved.
Sometime in about the next week, we will probably start to see some plans emerge, written down on paper as just a starting point for how the teacher insurance pool might get it shipwrighted. House Speaker Davey Carter has charged the heads of the insurance and education committees of both the House and the Senate to come up with a framework of a plan that they can start working on as early as the end of next week.
A final date for announcing a short-term fix for the troubled teacher insurance pool is October 15th. That's when state employee benefit managers must know if policymakers have hard numbers for shoring up the program.
The Connecting Arkansas Internet Conference is being held in Little Rock this week to discuss broadband options for residents who have limited internet access. The event, being attended by several state business leaders, is dedicated to finding options for rural Arkansans and enabling access for grade school students, many of whom may not have reliable service at home. AmericanRural.org founder Diane Smith says internet access is also beneficial for entrepreneurship.
Small businesses are the engine of our economy. There's no doubt about that, but new businesses grow the most jobs. And what new businesses need is money, brains, and broadband. And so I want communities across Arkansas to engage in that discussion of how to get them those three assets.
The conference, headed by Connect Arkansas, continues through today.
Students in Arkansas are improving their performance on advanced placement tests, according to information by the College Board, the national organization responsible for advanced placement, SAT, and ACT testing. State education officials report the number of students taking advanced placement exams is up by more than 6.5%, and student test scores were also up in 2013. Mary Catherine Stein oversees AP programs for the state's education department.
The last few years, our participation rates have gone up each year, and also the number of students making qualifying scores at 3, 4, and 5 have increased. Because the state has invested in paying for the exams and invested in a lot of teacher training in advanced placement and pre-AP teaching, we've had remarkable results from students.
According to the College Board, the most popular AP exams in Arkansas in 2013 were English language, English literature, U.S. history, world history, and calculus. State education officials note every high school in the state offers students a minimum of 4 AP classes in the core areas of English, social studies, math, and science.
The nursing program at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith has received a sizable contribution from a state official. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel yesterday gave UAFS administrators a check for $50,000 to go toward the school's Bachelor of Science in Nursing program. The money will be used to purchase equipment for the program's simulation lab, which will include electronic dummies on which nursing students practice before conducting clinical work on live patients. The money is part of a settlement the state received from pharmaceuticals manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline to resolve allegations that the drug maker unlawfully promoted its diabetes drug Avandia. The school's bachelor's nursing degree program, which began in 2008, has replaced the school's two-year nursing program and currently includes 650 students.
The University of Arkansas's Fulbright College also has reason for celebration. The college today announced it's received a $3.1 million gift from the Roy and Christine Sturgis Education Trust in Dallas. The gift helps the college establish an international honors program, which will support 10 fellowships for highly specialized study abroad and internship experiences, allowing select Fulbright College undergraduate honors and graduate students to be more competitive for employment in international relations, academics, private industry, and public service jobs. The new program will complement the existing Sturgis Fellowships and Study Abroad Research Grants, and it will also help the university reach a goal of providing at least one-fourth of its graduates with study abroad opportunities.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Partly sunny tomorrow with a 70% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs from 79 in northwest Arkansas to 84 in the Arkansas River Valley. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm are likely tomorrow night with lows from 61 in northwest Arkansas to 68 in the Arkansas River Valley.